My father taught me how to fish at Greenwood Conservation Area when I was a kid. Fortunately, the creek was stocked with rainbow trout and speckled trout, at that time affording me some great opportunities. Nowadays, fishing is even more accessible. License free fishing, tackle share, and traveling tackle share, to name a few. National Fishing Week starts July 4th and continues on through July 12th. This could be the perfect excuse for you and your family and friends to get outdoors and experience some of the finest fishing opportunities in the world, right here in Ontario. Just like I did a long time ago.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Member of Parliament, Oshawa, Dr. Colin Carey, joins us to chat about the report of the Standing Committee on Environment and Sustainability Development and how it will affect you in the future. Mike Melnick is in studio to talk about National Fishing Week, and he has some great giveaways you don't want to miss. Brad Martin from Rondo Bay Waterfowlers Association is looking for new duck hunters for the Rondo Bay Waterfowlers Association Youth Hunt. And MNRF News on where to go during License-Free Fishing Week. Plus, the win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. On February 19th, 2015, the House of Commons Standing Committee on Environment and Sustainability Development passed a motion agreeing to undertake a study of licensed hunting and trapping in Canada. The committee further agreed that the study would examine the cultural significance of licensed hunting and trapping, the economic contribution of licensed hunting and trapping, the participation in licensed hunting and trapping, the contributions of hunters and trappers to wildlife management and conservation, the role of scientific research in wildlife management, and wildlife enhancement programs and policies across Canada.
I am pleased to have with us today Dr. Colin Carey, Member of Parliament from Oshawa and Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of the Environment. He is also a member of the Standing Committee on Environment and Sustainable Development. Good afternoon, Dr. Carey, and thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Randy.
Recently, the Standing Committee released a report on the licensed hunting and trapping in Canada. Can you give us an idea of what prompted the committee to take an interest in these issues?
Oh, absolutely. And I got to start off by saying how proud I am that we were able to complete this important study before the House rose. Because, as you know, Randy, this is about protecting our hunting traditions, our way of life, our culture. And, you know, people don't realize that this is a battle that we're in. And that's what this study was all about. This is actually the first time, if you can believe it, in Canadian history that we did a study on licensed hunting and trapping in Canada. So you want to compare our party's support for hunters and trappers versus, you know, Thomas Mulcair, the NDP, or Justin Trudeau with the Liberals, who they really wanted to undermine this important role that hunters and trappers play in protecting Canada's environment and supporting our traditional way of life across the North. And if you can believe this, the NDP actually held a press conference to criticize the committee for choosing to study licensed hunting and trapping in Canada rather than a carbon tax. And for us, you know, to belittle hunters and trappers, along with all the great work that you do to improve conservation throughout the country, this is, like, really offensive. So I'm really proud of the study, you know, especially we were able to hear, you know, First Nations, northern remote communities. Like, the reality is, even today, you know, they can't just go to a Costco, you know, to do some shopping. They can't really order a pizza. You know, they don't have gardens. The minister, you know, she grew up north. And, you know, if you needed a new coat, you hunted. If you were hungry, you hunted. And this is a tradition that has sustained Canadian for thousands of years. This is part of our traditional way of life. So this is just part of us promoting our culture and our traditions. And it's been very frustrating at the other end because we're constantly being criticized by some of these radical environmentalists that really don't understand what's going on. And I don't know if you pay attention to what's going on in the House, but even some of the NDP members, I know you've talked to Bob Sopuck before, but did he ever tell you the quote from Jean Crowder?
I haven't heard that one.
Basically, she's an NDP MP, and she said she supports legislation in which animals would be considered people and not just property. And another NDP member, Francois Boivin, she said animals should be treated with the same protection and afford we afford to children and people with mental or physical disabilities. I think, you know, we have to get into the real world here. The reality is this is part of our way of life for thousands of years, and you know, we've had these challenges going on and on. Things like the seal hunt, and you know, the minister has been very vocal going to Europe where they just don't understand it. And we're constantly the party that supports hunters and trappers, people that have lived off the land, the true environmentalists, people who have respect for conservation, who are the real stewards of our environment. And I think you're aware too, that's why the PM started the Hunting and Angling Advisory Panel. This is something that, I'm very proud to chair it. And, you know, it ensures that groups like yours have direct input into government policies, whether it's, you know, migratory birds, aquaculture, you know, invasive species, recreational fisheries, to help to promote hunting and fishing. The Hunting and Angling Advisory Panel, they helped us with our National Conservation Plan, where we're spending $252 million on conserving Canada's land and water. We want to make sure we restore Canada's ecosystems, connect Canadians to nature and stuff like that. So remember how I said this is a battle, and the opposition parties, it's not the first time they've had these unfair attacks on hunters. You remember, the long gun registry, right? Yeah. How wasteful and ineffective it was, and, it's still a battle. So we're out there, and whether it's, Rick Norlock's private member's bill that, finally had a national hunting, trapping, and fishing day to help Canadians celebrate our traditions, or I think, you know about Bill C-42, the Common Sense Firearms Licensing Act, cutting red tape for people who want to, continue this way of life. So we've been very active, and this study is part of that, and I'm really proud of it.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and I've had a chance to look through it and read it, and just to reinforce what you're saying, more from Member of Parliament Dr. Colin Carey and the report of the Standing Committee on Environment and Sustainability Development after these important words from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my interview with Member of Parliament, Oshawa, Ontario, Dr. Colin Carey, on the report of the Standing Committee on Environment, Sustainability, Development, and how it'll affect you in the future.
We all know that trapping and recreational fishing, for example, they contribute, about $15.2 billion annually to the national economy. And that's not even including recreational shooting. They could probably bring that up to about $20 billion. And that's carrying the freight for our fish and wildlife, and those are some real numbers for people to absorb. And our listeners appreciate that, because here at the OFAH and our members, of course, as you know, we're engaged in this all the time, and it's something that we're always doing. In fact, the actual advisory panel, I think that kind of was, for lack of part of the pun, but it was spawned from the Conservation Congress that we did back in 2012.
Well, you guys have been great supporters, and without the ideas and the interaction that you guys put forth, it's about time that governments actually started to talk to people on the ground, instead of like the NDP and Liberals who just want to talk to Greenpeace. If you look at sustainable environmental policies, like, just think about the proper way of hunting and trapping even nuisance animals. When you have an overabundance of certain animals, if you don't manage the resource properly, it's a negative for everyone involved. And who better than to give the input than the people that are right on the ground? So by having this advisory panel and having the guys that are, and the women, and let's talk about that too, because more and more women are getting interested in hunting and more traditional lifestyles. And without that input, you don't get good government policy that allows us to manage resources in a way that really benefits us, like you said, economically. And, you know, you get these other parties listening to people in Europe that have mismanaged their wildlife. Why should we be listening to them when they destroyed what they did?
Ironically enough, we are the envy of Europe when it comes to wildlife. North America, the North American model for conservation is the envy of the world, and we're oozing with wildlife here. And you're absolutely right, Doctor, in saying that, you know, the anglers, hunters, the indigenous people of this continent, never mind just for this country, are the people who've carried the load and made it what it is today. And I think that's really important. And even looking federally at Bill C-42 and some of the great points of that bill and how difficult, what a difficult time it was getting it to go through, and some of the opposition you received from that too. Not to poke the beehive, but you know what I'm saying.
No, but the reality is Canadians want us to be committed to safe and sensible firearms policies, right? So the Common Sense Firearm Licensing Act, it basically meets the government's objectives to cut red tape, you know, for law abiding firearm owners, but it also provides that safety for, you know, simple firearm policies, right? So we need to get back to these common sense legislative changes that, you know, reduce the paperwork, the red tape, the burden for Canadians who rely on hunting, you know, for their livelihoods and for traditional ways of life, and at the same time help to strengthen safety requirements, because we know that law-abiding hunters and farmers and duck hunters, you know, they're not the ones that we have the challenges with. It's these criminals, and what this would do, it would what it's going to do, it changes the criminal code and the classification regime that would enable the government to take steps to ensure the rights of lawful firearms owners are respected. So this is a common sense way forward, and people have been waiting for it for some time. And it's going to take away some of the silliness, you know, like one of the things in there is it creates a 6-month grace period at the end of a 5-year license period to stop people from immediately becoming criminalized just for paperwork delays, you know, around licensing renewals. Like that's silliness. And, you know, about the POL, you know, and converting all of them to PALs, you know, possession and acquisition, you know, that just makes a lot of sense, right?
And the training you have to take your, and I'm a firearm trainer for for FISO Ontario, and I can tell you that many of my students are my age or older, not that matters, but they've received some notices, you know, in past classes coming into the class and saying I've received a notice, quite a terse notice from the RCMP saying that I need to do this, and they kind of were treated. They felt like they were being treated like criminals when all they, you know, they were just trying to get compliance. All they were trying to do, their paperwork had expired, and they were trying to get it done. So that's what this Bill C-42 does in a real positive way. Gets rid of all that red tape, gets rid of the paperwork, and it enforces even more stronger what we need enforced in terms of firearm safety laws.
Oh, absolutely, and take prohibit the possession of firearms when a person is convicted of something. Like I just took my license a few years ago, and I was really impressed, you know, the classroom instruction, you know, and, you know, all the checks that lawful gun owners go through. Like we're far ahead than just the average citizens, you know what I mean? So to treat people who are going out of their way with their private property to obey the law, you know, these things are a long time coming back, you know what I mean? So, you know, even around authorizations to transport, for heaven's sakes, you know what I mean? The silliness that people have to, you know, used to have to go through, you know, for target shooting, or, you know, you take your firearm from home, you're going to the gunsmith or a show or somewhere like that, you know, these things are just really restrictive, and I think there needed to be some common sense put in there.
Yeah, and there was, and that's, I think, what you know, we at the OFH really like, that sort of common sense approach to not only firearm laws, but to hunting and trapping and fishing and our rights and our heritage and that sort of thing. We love that, and I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule today. Did you have any final comments related to the report itself, or just in general related to hunting and fishing? Trapping, have you caught any big fish lately? Or?
Me, no. Yeah, I'm trying to get some time to get out there, you know, with things, with the house just rising. I'm hoping over the summer I get a chance. But I really, you know, like I said, I'm extremely proud of the study, because it really is about protecting our hunting traditions, you know, the way of life in Canada. Let's be clear here. Hunters and fishers, you know, the anglers, they're the best conservationists out there. And they know we need to be able to hunt or fish next season, so they'll naturally do the right thing. So people got to remember, this is a bit of a battle that we're in all the time. We can't let up. We can't stop, you know, pushing back on people who really don't understand the sport. They don't understand the tradition. They don't understand the way of life. And to be part of a government, you know, that supports hunters and trappers and fishermen, and to be part of the first study on licensed hunting and trapping in Canada, that's something I'm really proud of, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about it today.
Yeah, me too. And you know what? Two thumbs up for the Licensed Hunting and Trapping in Canada report for you listeners who want to look that up in House of Commons from June 2015. I think you'll be real proud of our government for putting forth these recommendations and recognizing the importance of fishing, hunting, and trapping to ourselves and our heritage. Thank you again, and hopefully you'll get out fishing and have some fun this summer.
You betcha, Randy, and like I said, great talking to you.
Take care now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Mike Melnick is in studio to talk about National Fishing Week, and he has some great giveaways you won't want to miss when we return.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you can save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at quebecoutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-500-5500. 567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Thanks to the efforts of individuals, government, and non-government organizations, opportunities to go fishing have never been better. What other pastime can you think of that has opportunities such as free supplied equipment, no license required times, and free training to boot?
So we're talking about the National Sport Fishing Foundation, and Mike Melnick's joining me today. How are you doing, Mike?
Randy, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me into your studio. It's lovely.
Yeah, isn't this a nice little home away from home, eh?
I love it. It's great.
Yeah, actually, I didn't turn on the record light, but you never know. Maybe we'll get a visitor. every month or so, somebody comes down to see me, so that's always a good thing. So what can you tell me about this National Sport Fishing Foundation?
Canadian National Sport Fishing Foundation was formed, I think, about 20 years ago, actually. A number of people in the industry got together and said, we need to have an organization that represents the interests of the Canadian sport fishing industry. And I think Rick Amsbury was one of the original planners and movers of this organization. People like Tom Brook from Shimano and Phil Morlock. And all the major companies in Canada got behind the foundation. Eventually, they also formed the Canadian Sport Fishing Industry Association. So there are really two organizations.
Okay.
But National Fishing Week is sponsored by the CNSF, which is the Canadian National Sport Fishing Foundation.
Okay. So, you know, just kind of a collective group of concerned stakeholders and people in the industry.
Yeah, every industry needs a voice to stand up for that industry. I mean, the OFAH stands up for anglers and hunters.
Yeah, did you hear that, listeners?
Randy wrote that down for me, actually.
So that's all good. Now, I mean, I've known you, your background is radio.
Yep.
Radio show host, radio producer, impact communications, all that type of thing. How on earth did that segue into the fishing industry? And we're talking a while since this all came to be, too, aren't we?
Yeah, it's probably well over 20 years, 25 years. I suddenly got hooked on fishing in the 80s. I grew up with, you know, in a fishing family with a father who took us fishing.
Okay.
Introduced me to the joy of recreational fishing as a child. But then I got away from it, like a lot of people do. And then in the late 80s, I started watching Bob Izumi. I hate to say that because, you know, Bob gives me a hard time every time I see him, so I hate to give him credit. But I started watching his show, and I thought, that looks like a lot of fun, and he made it. He still makes it look fun on TV. So I bought a rod and reel. I didn't have one. I guess I left it at home, and I had moved away by then and got back into the sport. Moved back to Peterborough from Regina, Saskatchewan. And lo and behold, one of the major tournament circuits at the time was run out of this area.
That was OV Pro Bass, was it?
It was.
Yeah.
Mark Mandick.
Mark, yeah, I know Mark well.
He was probably a competitor of yours at one time.
Yeah, he was. But it was all good.
And I actually started working for him on the promotion side of getting more people out to tournaments and getting some media coverage. And that's basically how I got into the fishing industry via the media. And here I am still doing it in 2015.
Yeah. And starting July 4th, which is this weekend.
Yep.
Starting July 4th to July 12th, we have Canadian National Fishing Week, but more importantly, the License-Free Week, which is this week. What can you tell our listeners about that?
Right on. National Fishing Week is underway, goes till the 12th of this month, and it coincides in Ontario with the Ontario Family Fishing Week, and it's perfect because it's just the same dates, and every year we make sure we're lined up so that we coincide. So if you are a Canadian resident in Ontario, you do not need a fishing license this week. You know, if you're an American, I'm afraid you still have to buy a temporary license.
Right.
But if you're from another part of Canada and you're in Ontario this week and you'd like to go fishing for the first time or first time in a long time, no license required, which I think is a great thing.
That's a great incentive to get people out. And I think on a routine, a lot of people will take advantage of that.
I would think so, yeah. Well, they certainly have the stats. The OFAH is certainly instrumental in executing the OFFE, which is how we term it, the Ontario Family Fishing Events. So, you know, you guys have all the stats as to how many people come out to events, a lot of local events in Ontario this week, and it grows every year, which is really encouraging.
Yeah, it does, and you know, it's a great pastime, the kind of diversion from your everyday life. From Toronto Harbor, I mean, you can go down there and catch everything from carp to bass, pike, salmon, all the way to, I don't know, North Rubber Boot, Ontario, Thunder Bay, whatever. You can go fishing anywhere in Ontario and catch fish.
We will return with more from Mike Melnick and National Fishing Week, and he has some great giveaways you won't want to miss when we return after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler Hunter Radio. You're listening to My Chat with Mike Melnick on National Fishing Week.
We have so many opportunities in this country, but this province especially. You don't have to travel far. You know, even if you're in an urban setting, it doesn't take a lot of travel to get to a fishing spot.
Yeah, that's right. And for our listeners who, you know, you don't have a fishing rod and reel, which I would totally understand, you're the person that we want to get into fishing. We have Tackle Share at OFAH, and we have different places where you can go and actually use fishing equipment without, you know, you don't have to buy it or rent it or anything like that. It'll be available for you. And we have Traveling Tackle Share, which we'll talk a little bit more about on the show today. But we also have, and you mentioned earlier, Rick Amesbury made this book, this little fishing book. How can our listeners get a hold of this book on how to fish? It's a really cool little book.
It's called Catch Fishing, and Rick wrote it probably 20 years ago, and it's still in circulation. I think we have distributed well over 120,000 copies free of charge. Mm-hmm. And if you call our toll-free number, we'll send one out to you. You can also email us. Our number is 888-296-8978, and I'll repeat that in a second. You can also email me, mike@catchfishing.com, and we'll send a free book. Or if you want a couple of books, maybe you have some kids or grandkids, neighbors, we will send 10, 20 if you'd like, no charge at all for shipping or the book or anything. It's all free.
And this is a neat book. I mean, you know, we're talking about Bob Izumi, and he uses all the equipment, all the fancy stuff, and it's a good entertainment thing. But for somebody who's never fished before, this book shows you how to tie knots, you know, how to select the correct type of tackle, and maybe a little bit of identification of some species, and that really great little handbook to throw in the glove box of your car.
Yeah, or in your tackle box. It's small enough to fit in a tackle box. The number one question we get when we do interviews for National Fishing Week, and I'm going to turn this around and ask you this question, is how do you introduce kids, especially? Like, what are some of the tips you would give to a parent taking a child fishing for the first time? What kind of hooks would they use? What kind of fish would they go after? They're not after lunkers at that point, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. They want to go after the panfish, want to go after the smaller fish, and just fish from shore. You don't have to get a big boat or anything like that. One thing I found with my kids, and if I could offer any advice at all on tips for taking kids fishing, is kids have kind of their attention span isn't that long, and they'll enjoy fishing for a while and catch a fish or two, and then maybe they'll want to catch some frogs, or they'll want to go and throw rocks in the water or something. And I think you need to encourage that. I think you need to encourage the whole outdoor experience, because what you'll find is out of a full day of outdoor activities, they may only fish for a half an hour of the whole day, but when you get home, they're going to say to you, can we go fishing again sometime?
Yep.
And that's something I found with my kids. So keep it really simple.
Yeah.
Very, very simple. A hook and a sinker and a float. And keep it just your sunfish and your rock bass, your easy fish to catch.
And if they're getting a little bored with it, let them do something else. That would be my advice.
Yeah, I used to stress. It's a good point. I used to stress over the fact that our kids would fish for maybe 15 minutes and then do something else. And I think, what did I do wrong here? But that's just the way kids are.
Yeah.
You know, they want to throw rocks in the water or they want to catch frogs or whatever.
Yeah.
But they do remember the fishing. That's the important part.
Absolutely. So for you listeners, there's a venue, obviously, to get this great book, and it costs nothing.
Nothing.
Which is a good price in my books.
I like nothing.
And Tackle Share, which we'll talk about again, too. Website. Is there a website that our listeners can visit?
There is. Thank you very much for mentioning that. Catchfishing.com. You can also order the books through our website, catchfishing.com. And it also has tips on how to get started, some of the simple methods of introducing anybody, adults or kids, to the joy of recreational fishing.
Very, very nice. So going back full circle, you mentioned that you got interested in fishing in the 1980s, as I did in the 70s. We both got into the fishing industry. How much fishing have you been doing lately?
Well, you can probably relate to this. I do more talking about fishing than actual fishing.
Me too.
But it's all good.
Me too. But you know what? I think that as we get, older, so to speak, I think that there's more joy in introducing new people to the sport and seeing a smile on their face than there is to actually doing the deed yourself. So
absolutely. And I've introduced a couple of buddies in their adult years to recreational fishing. One had fished as a child, one had never fished before, and they love it. They just can't believe how much fun it is to get out on the water and the laughs you have around it as well.
Absolutely. There's really a lot more to it than catching, isn't there?
Yes. That's why they call it fishing, not catching.
Well, thank you so much for dropping by. I know we've got a busy schedule. Make sure you get out, too, for National Fishing Week.
I will, for sure. Can I offer five rods and reels to your listeners?
Yeah, yes.
Our partners, we have great members of the Canadian National Sport Fishing Foundation, and our rod and reel manufacturer partners, Shimano, Normark, Pure Fishing, they have given us rods and reels to give out to the public free of charge, and I've got five to give away to your listeners. And I think in the past, the way we've done it was the first five emails that come in. Would that work?
Yeah.
So it's mike@catchfishing.com. And if you just want to maybe put a line in there as to why you would like to receive a rod and reel, and then I'll pass all that information on to you.
Perfect.
And we'll ship out the rods and reels free of charge.
Free rod and reels, and Mike will probably throw those books in there too, the handbooks as well.
Absolutely.
To mike@catchfishing.com.
Perfect.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks for having me in, and thanks for promoting National Fishing Week.
We will return with the Win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest and more on today's Angler & Hunter Radio.
Angler & Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you can save $800 or more on 13 of our best models.
Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. It's time for your MNRF News. 2015 Free Family Fishing Events. Whether you're an experienced angler or brand new to fishing, there are many opportunities to get out and fish license-free during Family Fishing Week from July 4th through July 12th, 2015. The Urban Fishing Festival at Darlington Provincial Park in Bowmanville, Saturday, July 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Urban Fishing Festival at Humber Bay Park, East in Toronto, Sunday, July 12th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Urban Fishing Festival at Pepperlaw River in Pepperlaw, Saturday, July 11th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Urban Fishing Festival at Progress Park at Frenchman's Bay in Pickering, Saturday, July 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Urban Fishing Festival at Too Good Pond in Unionville, Saturday, July 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Urban Fishing Festival and Learn to Fish program at Fairy Lake in Newmarket, Sunday, July 5th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Urban Fishing Festival and Learn to Fish program at Toronto Islands, Sunday, July 5th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Learn to Fish program at Heart Lake Conservation Area in Brampton, Saturday, July 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Learn to Fish program at Lake Wilcox at Jesse Vanek Park in Richmond Hill, Ontario, Sunday, July 12th, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. And finally, the Learn to Fish program at Professor's Lake in Brampton, Ontario, Saturday, July 11th, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. For more information, go to ontario.ca/Natural Resources News.
We will return with the Win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you can save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Last season, we gave you a chance to win my Yamaha Alumacraft boat package, and the response was overwhelming. So we are now accepting entries to win a V16 Alumacraft with F20 Yamaha and trailer valued at $10,130. Listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person, per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's password is superior. We will be giving another, yes, another cool Alumacraft Yamaha waterfowl package this summer. So stay tuned to Angler and Hunter Radio for more details. Returns of Atlantic salmon had diminished to a critical point in Ontario by the 1850s. A local farmer, Samuel Wilmot, did something about it. He created the first hatchery, the Newcastle Salmon Hatchery. By the late 1860s, the operation was shipping young salmon all over North America. A plaque commemorating Samuel Wilmot's efforts can be viewed on the King's Highway, where it bridges over Wilmot Creek. Try fishing this week with your family and friends.
It may inspire you, like it did Samuel Wilmot. Until next time, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.